This is Senator Al Simpson. The time has now come for the Soviets to turn their war machine engines into factories to help their own people. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Soviet military complex composes 40% of that nation's GNP. Compare that with 6% for the defense of the United States. The whole world knows the Soviet economy is sagging badly right now. Even more frightening is the ironic reality that the Soviets feel they must continue to make tanks, bombs, and fighters just to keep what's left of their ragged economy from completely falling apart. Ted, let's all encourage the Soviets to fashion those swords into plowshares. Tank factories can easily be converted to make cars. Radar installations could become TV stations, and computers built to track missiles could help to instead find cures for cancer. Ted, if we are really going to have a rallying cry of a farewell to arms, the Soviets have to first stop building more of them.
Dream on, Al. Unilateral disarmament won't sell in the Soviet Union any more than it will in the United States. Why not practice what you preach, Al? Just once, I'd like to hear you call for cuts in U.S. military spending. The Cold War's over, but old Al Simpson's beating the Cold War drums hard as ever for more MX missiles, more B-2 bombers, and even for a new $90 billion Air Force fighter called the F-22. Only people in their far right mind, not their right mind, think the country can afford that, Al. School's also out on new arms sales to the Middle East. The bullets have hardly stopped flying in the Persian Gulf, and we've already started peddling sophisticated new arms to nations in the region. If we keep spending on Star Wars, the Russians will too. Arms reduction is a two-way street. Ronald Reagan understood that, Al. Why can't you? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.